Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is December the 4th, 2020. It's Friday, and it's my evening edition since I did another show today in the afternoon. And I have the honor to have on several people, and I'm bringing one in is right now. Hang on, Joel. Folks, I just brought someone in the conversation. Anyway, I have the honor to have Professor Paul on, Professor Joel, Heidi and Jeff, financial expert, Christian woman extraordinaire, and we're doing recalls. Well, with that said, I welcome all of you. And Paul, you want to pick it up? You want to kind of lead this?
Okay. Joel, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome back. We missed you.
I've been in a moving process.
Well, we're glad that you're making progress.
What'd you say you had about 50 boxes of documents that go way back? The history of the crime syndicate? What?
Are you kidding me? 90.
Was it 90? Oh, my God. Well, if we ever get a grand jury, you need to come to it and bring all the boxes.
I don't want to ever see him again.
You got too much wisdom and knowledge, right?
Yeah, you got that right.
Go ahead, Paul.
The emails, that was, I knew you were still making a difference. So thank you for those. And Heidi and Steve are on. And Joel, I don't know that you've ever been on with Joffrey and Heidi and us together, but anyway, you're certainly a welcome member of the team.
Paul, I had the honor of meeting these two, Jeff and Heidi. You talk about a couple, powerful in Christ, fun to be with, intelligence, knows what's going on, battles, Christian warrior battles to the max. Brought some steaks down. Oh, my God. I haven't had a steak that thick or big in a long time. I couldn't even eat it all. I filled the dogs up. You talk about two beautiful dogs. I want to adopt them, and I don't, you know, I can't afford dogs, but, man, these two dogs are sweethearts. Anyway, go ahead.
They love you, too.
Yeah, they probably do. What'd you say after feeding them part of my steak and they wouldn't eat any more? They wouldn't eat any dog food again the next couple of days?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You ruined them, Uncle Stu.
Hey, what can I say? These are the cutest two you ever saw in your life, folks. I'm telling you. Tell them what kind of dogs you got, Heidi. They got to hear this story now.
You know, I have a 16-year-old Labradoodle. That she helped raise my kids. That's what I her claim to fame.
What is she about 3 feet tall?
Yep, yep, she is. She's got black curly hair and just this delightful, calm spirit. And then I've got this new little fireball named Lexi, and Lexi is a little Yorkie, a little micro Yorkie, teacup Yorkie that's topping the scale at 30 ounces. So. She loves Sue. She thought she had died and gone to heaven eating all that steak of his.
Well, they only ate about a third of it. And my God, I couldn't eat the whole thing anyway, but I kept feeding her and she kept eating. And then finally she turns her nose up to it. And I said, oh, come on, a cutie. Anyway, with that said, Paul, pick it up from here, would you?
Well, could everyone live to tell? Let's start off with what we're getting from the alternative news, specifically the intelligence, that supposedly there are rendition flights to Guantanamo Bay, and one Gina Haspel, who I think we always ought to just refer to her who she really is, she's Gina Walker. She's a Walker Bush. Now, the intelligence that I've got recently comes from Matthew News, Mike Adams, and actually from Steve Quayle. And I can't say whether they're the same sources that are telling them the same things, but supposedly Gina Haspel Bush, Walker, even I get a little confused now. They all kind of use different names to confuse us, but Gina Walker supposedly has admitted that, they cheated, and she is now turned and is going with the program, which I find very curious because I don't know exactly what her life looks like not being a Walker Bush anymore. And then you've got other sorts of intelligence, supposedly, that indicates that all the Dominion people are missing. So everybody that was affiliated with Dominion Software, the company, and all of the offices are closed, and these people are missing. And then we've got this information, supposedly the Supreme Court had to sign for hundreds of thousands of documents. And maybe this stuff is true. I just don't know how you vet it. But I have a bigger problem as I view the big picture, and that is, do we really still even have a constitution? Obviously, if you don't have fair elections, you don't have much of a constitution, but we've really eliminated
the only way we have a constitution is if we support and defend it, and we haven't defended it for several decades because the crime syndicate took it over instead of standing up and just shooting them in the head. But I'll go past that. Go ahead. We've been taken over. We got to take it back. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, hey, so anyway, I start maybe with Steve and then go to Joel and then Heidi. What do you guys think about what we're hearing? Is it to be believed, or once again, does it seem a little bit too much like a QAnon psyop?
Well, certainly it's interesting. You heard about the raid, and you get whisked of information on the peripheral about, yeah, it took place, who has the server, where's it at now, who's running off with it. Is it going to be brought to light as far as its content? And some of them are saying, well, no, they don't want to play their hand too fast with this. If this thing goes to the Supreme Court, then they want to take these type of things and open that can of worms where it's really a, how do you argue with the type of thing? You know, where you give them a big blast and say, hey, here it is. Now, how do you refute this? And you really don't even need to say anymore, apparently. You just present your case and say, look at the evidence. And Paul, like you were mentioning, I believe in Canada where Dominion Software is located, they shared office space indirectly with Soros. So, you know, yeah. I mean, what a mess. But where are we at with it? What do you believe? I don't know how much is misdirection. I don't know, but it's certainly fodder for speculation.
If I may add to that, Jeff, I've been running Dominion. I ran all the corporate structure out of the state of Colorado where it went back to, and it's formed by Corporate Services, which was one of the companies that Norman Brownstein controls. And it ran back to an address. It used to be Milman's address. I found all kinds of businesses incorporated there, all kinds of stuff that connected to him. It trailed back from the Secretary of State's office. That's how I spent $50,000 between 1986 and 1991. Still have the phone bills, even showing Ross Perot's phone numbers. I was in contact with him, hiding from the FBI. I have the records to prove I spent $52,000 in phone calls at 28 cents a minute investigating them that caused four congressional investigations, got my ass thrown in prison for 10 and a half months, case dismissed, no felonies, political prisoner. Supposedly death threats to Jewish families in Denver that never occurred. On my radio bar, you can go listen to them. Now, I spent all that money investigating these people, so I know how to investigate. I followed first the IP trail of Dominion and Smart Tech or whatever it's called. It's up on my site. You can go look. It's on the breaking news column. It is a Cogentco PSI company, the Israeli phone company that owns the United States of America's phone company and its internet business, internet servers. Private Israelis own it, but it's intertwined with the secret underground base in Jerusalem, tied to the Israelis intelligence, tied to Bluffdale, Utah NSA base, where the alien base is. And if you go to my radio bar, or here's a simpler way. I posted Mr. President yesterday. Stu Webb, U.S. federal whistleblower, demands a grand jury, December the 3rd, 2020. And I hooked a bunch of links up in there. One of them is a conversation with Otis Johnson in 2012 or 2013, where he's going to fly out to Bluffdale. Now, I put him on an airplane previously when I worked up in Nebraska on a house that he got me, and also on his house remodeling it. I put him on two times airplanes in Grand Island. Once was with General Flynn. I recognized him, saluted him, saluted me after he saluted Odyssey, and I'm in the car getting ready to drive off. He salutes me, I salute him back. The other one is Michael Hayden. If I saw Michael Hayden, I'd have temporary insanity. Won't say no more. He tried to have me killed. Now, Otis came back from Bluffdale with Flynn, but he came back with Hayden from Groom Lake test site. He says, I think they took me out there just to play with me and test me. He said, don't say anything. But he says, Hayden, he says, he obviously doesn't like you, and they're testing me. I said, well, what kind of toys they got? All right, he took me out intentionally and showed me this helicopter goes up in the air and disappears. The downdraft, you can hardly feel it. It's got a telescope that sticks up about 30 feet in the air so they can pull up the backside of a mountain, not be heard, no downdraft hardly at all, and they can visually see over the side of the mountain, etc. But it disappears in the skies. It's technology they've come up with. So, God Almighty, I've gone off in so many directions here. I want to stay focused, but I'm trying to explain something.
Well, you were tracing back Dominion software to Denver.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Denver. The point is, Brownstein's on the board. I posted up requesting to the president a grand jury yesterday. In their conversation with Otis, there's my grand jury demand. It's got everybody in it. I got a standing order from a federal judge in Richard Mates in Denver. If the U.S. attorney does not do his job, Mr. Webb, I will allow you and your witnesses to appear before a grand jury with your private attorney for the purpose of indictments. That never occurred. I got anthraxed. Al Martin got anthraxed. It killed everything. I refiled. They rolled me in Kansas City in 2010. Now, I'm sticking my head out there, but here's some evidence. Here's some conversations with the U.S. attorney, FBI agent Denver, obstructing justice. I'm getting ready to load. Also, there is Dominion showing that it goes to Cogency Global something, whatever it is, in that request. It shows the filing, but it shows two other, there are three links in there. One, who controls Cogency Co, which is Dominion's person now, and it goes back to an address that goes to the Walton family in Little Rock, Arkansas, that controls Sam's and Walmart's. But if you look at the documents, there's two documents in there that go, one to corporate services in Delaware, and it also goes down to Tennessee, I believe it was. And in that document, if you look at it, it says right at the top, there is President Trump, Stu Webb demands, who is the DNC in there? Take a look at those two documents, folks. Those are two of about 50 documents I will be posting in a report with the next 24 to 48 hours.
Great work, my friend.
That's just my part of it. I chase the money trail. How do you do it? You got to get the corporate name. You got to find out who the officers and directors are. You got to chase it all the way down through to thoroughly examine it. I'll have my report. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. We'll look forward to what you uncover. Joel, what do you know about what you're hearing or reading or what's being said about mission flights and stolen elections and Trump and the White Hats?
Well, I've been out of the loop for about a month, moving. But the latest that I've caught, the latest that I've heard is that a mission from Delta Force attacked Dominion's headquarters in Frankfurt, Germany. There was a firefight. Five Delta Force soldiers were killed. The woman that was head of the CIA holder was wounded and taken to Guantanamo. but they secured the headquarters. That's the last that I have heard. The other big element that I would say that is part of this is that General Flynn was pardoned, and he is, I would speculate that he was very much a part of this. But taking it back a little bit further.
And clarify that, Joe, for a minute. When you give a presidential pardon after he's already been found innocent of charges, he can't go back and work for the government unless the president gives him a presidential pardon. He already proved himself in court he was innocent. Now, that could be the possibility he's back working for Mr. Trump, President Trump. Go ahead.
Okay. I think a little clarification would be very handy at this time, because if you can trace something back to its source, then you can find out a little bit more and understand a little bit more with what's going on. And Stu is very familiar with this. It goes back to Bill Hamilton and INSLA, which was sold to the government. The government used it, but was stolen by Robert Maxwell and his crowd.
And I found a link, by the way, Joe, today with Bill Barr. I'm creating a page on him, a report on him for the president. Yep. All covering up INSLA. Go ahead.
So, now, Bill Hamilton sued. He lost. And what they did is they took it to Israel and made a CPU out of that. That CPU is placed on all Intel CPUs. So in other words, everything in Israel, they can backdoor. So that will give you a lead understanding of how all the elections for a long time have been manipulated.
And that ties to Michael Reconosciuto that was jailed by Ted Gunderson illegally for 24 years, but he served 28 years and got out a while back, had to leave the country. Because he put the trap back door in the stolen INSLA software that was for prosecutors to track white-collar criminals, and the U.S. Department of Justice, the congressional investigation said this was the most egregious case they had ever seen in history in the 1980s or 90s when they investigated it, and said the man was owed his $200 million they owe him. They never paid him. And Bush stole it, put the trap back door in it, so he couldn't be prosecuted and tracked. It was designed for a prosecutor saying, wow, we got a savings and loan collapse down here in Florida, and we got Leonard Milman's name and Larry Mizell and Daddy Bush and Jeb Bush up to the SNL collapse. And then one reports out of Phoenix, one reports out of here, it was going to be a computerized system. So, wow, their name popped up again. White collar criminal, we can put an end to the theft. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, so the idea here is that you can take this all the way back to INSLA. It's Unit 8200. That is where it was all done. And Unit 88, I would say that Unit 8200 is the place that ultimately manipulated the elections.
Jerusalem, the University of Jerusalem, folks, Israel. Underneath is a super underground cyber base. If you go to my website, look at stuweb.com, and the past couple, three postings I've done on cyber terrorists, look for the Israeli. Look for Israel in there.
Stu at one time posted on his website the headquarters of Unit 8200, which is blotted out by Google Maps. But it sits right by Hebrew University on Mount Zion. That's where Unit 8200 sits. So you have now a background of how they can go into the back door anywhere at any computer that is an Intel computer and is a has the CPU on it called ARC. So you would say, well, this is how things are going, and this is where the ultimate end of where the manipulation came from. And so that's, I would say, that's the latest I heard was about Holder being wounded. Five Special Delta Force people were were killed, but they secured the headquarters at Frankfurt, Germany.
Now,
so that related.
Now I got that. I got from a spook says, "Stu, loose lips sink ships," but I got something similar to that. Now that's the only real intelligence I've gotten. All this is speculation, a lot of it that's floating all over the internet, but yet people are so awake that they could be picking this up that I'm not. Loose lips sink ships. People's mouths in the intelligence community are real quiet right now, folks. When it happens, it means it's hot. Something's fucking, excuse me, something is hot right now. Go ahead, Joe.
I want to be hopeful, but we've had almost 4 years of misinformation, all of these supposed indictments, sealed indictments, and then there were always going to be arrests. And obviously, I'll admit I never believed it from the start.
It never happens.
When we get to this election, and forgive me, but I just have to ask a question here about Israel and Trump and Biden. If the 8200 unit is domiciled in Israel, and it seems that Trump is an Israel first guy. I have a number of problems with Donald Trump. You know, he's 5G, he's vaccine, he's Israel first. And I don't sense any real loyalty to some of the issues that I care most about, which are spreading the gospel, of course. And maybe he's doing more than I give him credit for. But what role would Israel be playing in this? Why would Israel favor Joey from Scranton? Anyone want to take that one on?
I'll take it on real quick. The Democratic Party is controlled by Norman Brownstein, an APEC director who was on the board of directors of Silverado Sales, Neil Bush director, laundering the Clintons and the Bushes and the Millman's drug money. Controlled and operated by Leonard Millman. Now controlled and operated by Larry Mazel. The other one who was on the board of directors with Silverado, Neil Bush, was Larry Mazel. That's now one of the 12 disciples of Satan. Now, you ask a question. Ask it again, Paul. I'm kind of tired tonight, but ask it again because I was leading to something here. Norman Brownstein controls the Democratic Party, and Mizell controls the Republican Party. First time, Mizell didn't control the Republican candidate, Donald Trump. He was in control of Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, all the others. Who was Ted Cruz's little favorite witch doctor? CIA attorney Kellyanne Conway. Wow, she convinces to hire Trump. Oh, I want to push you to the presidency. She did, and then went in and tried to destroy him. He got rid of her. Who was the one that really was pushing him as his press secretary that wasn't even hired by him? McEnany. Who's his current press secretary? He got rid of Kellyanne Conway. He needs to get rid of his son-in-law, the Israeli Mossad operative that's got us in problems with Israel. That's my two cents. Go ahead.
Right out of the Book of Chronicles, it seems like the deceit and beyond is mind-boggling. Heidi, can you weigh in after listening to us go round and round? And does any of this make sense to you? And you are mixing it up all the time. What are you hearing? What do you think is true? What do you know?
You know, John 3 really has been probably my greatest resource for the election fraud aspect of things. And there's a lot to navigate and a lot to sift through. Do I believe, and do a ton of people that I'm visiting with believe that there is absolutely no question? I mean, this election is it's fraudulent. The way it was carried out, the careful planning that has gone on, excuse me. I mean, it's been calculated. There's absolute evidence of that. What I keep hearing, I'm helping, there's a group of us here in Lincoln, Nebraska, who are currently recalling our mayor and four of our city council members. Thankfully, the timing of all of this is coinciding with our election coming up here, the primary coming up here in a couple of months. So out of the gate, we were getting criticized for doing so. And quite honestly, to give you a little background in history, our mayor here in Lincoln is none other than a Newsom protege, Governor Gavin Newsom from California. As a matter of fact, Mayor Larian Baird, she has even gone to the Green New Deal conference, but I'm trying to think. It costs tens of thousands of dollars, as I understand it. And then you buy, as a mayor or a person of leadership, you buy their packaging, their insights, and then you go ahead and disseminate it in your community. Ultimately, there again, I point back to the New World Order. Everything, you know, all the nefarious activity that is coming straight out of the World Economic Forum. My focus has kind of shifted in terms of making sure that we get this woman out of office here in Lincoln, and the snowball effect has been tremendous. There's a group in Omaha that is just going to town as well, and we are spreading out. We are going. We will be called upon, and we will go to any town in the state of Nebraska and help stand before the local board, city council members, and start
recalling
a grassroots effort.
Okay, now you know I got a free recall petition on my website, don't you?
No.
Oh yeah. $5,000 a guy in Colorado paid an attorney who gave me permission to publicize it. We can use it any place. All you have to do is fill in the blanks, pay about $150 filing fee as Secretary of State's officer officially, and you pay $0 to $150 for the voting records of registered voters. You give a copy of that to your volunteers and ask them, oh yeah, would you sign the petition to recall? They go to sign the petition to recall. You say, could I see your ID, please, to see if you're a registered voter? You check the list. The volunteers carry around the list, and you take the copy that you got the signatures on from their list, give them a blank list back so they can go collect more signatures next time. Now, there's a story about that where they did it in Colorado. I promoted a guy on my radio show. He got enough volunteers to recall. And they started a petition. Someone else did in Colorado Springs. It was in Pebble. They recalled Colorado Springs. They recalled on the same day. Remove these two congressmen in the state of Colorado because they had signed legislation to take away people's guns. Now, everything's up there. Free format. Professional unit. The story's there, Heidi. Go grab it. And then after you do it, I want you to come back, bring your recall petitioner people with you that's helping you do this. And we're going to do a radio show, and we're going to promote this. And we'll promote the people in Omaha. Any place anybody's doing recall, I will put them on the radio, and we will promote this. And I will create a list of recall petitions around the country who are removing these people. Because if it could be done before I pick up my guns, I would like for that to be done.
And amen. Stu, that's exactly when I talk to people, people are ready to go. People are ready.
You got the airtime, sweetie. You just put it together. You tell me when.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you. Then I will.
And we're going to start this new column. We're going to start a new column on my website, Recall Petitions, where people can contact certain people to be volunteers to get it done. You can remove them in 90 days. None of these people have been elected by the people, except maybe 12 to 15 new congressmen and senators, and Jim Jordan, DeSantis, Nunes, and Stewart of Utah. Those are the only clean ones up there. The rest of them all need to have enemas. Go ahead.
That's a great way of putting it. I love it.
Well, you mentioned 90 days. I want to start with Joel this time. What do you see happening, Joel, in the next 90 days? I know you've been busy and moving and so on, but you're a guy that seems to have a pretty good bead on what's going on and where it leads. What do you see happening here in the month of December and beyond? Is there going to be a Joey from Scranton inauguration, or is, as we're told, Donald Trump going to claim that it's not a fair election, he's not going anywhere?
All right, first of all, Georgia is a very important election, because if Trump does not take office and the Democrats have not only the House, but they have the Senate, they're going to run over us like a bulldozer. So this election at Georgia is very important on the two Senate seats. And so consequently, if the Democrats get it, I will tell you. If Bush doesn't get in, I will tell you exactly what's in my Nile. It's what I gathered from other speakers on the internet. The first thing that will happen is they are going to have a COVID shutdown, like they're doing in England and in Australia and in France and in Germany, where if you don't comply, you go to jail.
Haven't they started that, Joe?
Yes. Already, city councilmen who have in Australia who have wanted to discuss the COVID thing, that it's a fraud, are now in a gulag. They've disappeared. And they take you to a re-education camp. It's already started.
Up on Stu Webb grand jury demand yesterday, there's a story up there about the goulash camps. I think Whitney Webb wrote it.
This is something that has happened just recently. Take them to an internment camp for re-education of accepting COVID.
Now, that fits in with the story that Whitney Webb wrote, no relation, that I put up on that Stu Webb grand jury demand thing. She wrote about this. I stuck it up there about the sinister Bill Barr. Okay, go ahead.
All right. That means they also had to take the vaccine. If you take the vaccine, I will tell you, you will become a genetically modified person.
With the chip in Revelations.
Yep, exactly.
The mark of the beast.
And it will diminish. It will. It won't, probably. No. It will diminish your desire for God. Notice that all of the churches have been shut down. All religious gatherings have been shut down. And de Tocqueville, many decades ago, said the backbone of America is its churches, because it's a moral thing that gives its moral decision. It has been down. The churches have now been effectively shut down.
Tocqueville wrote in the 1830s, America is great because it's good. And there are a lot of great people in America right now, and a lot of us we're patient, and I think in the Bible, patient also translates into endure. But
guys, gals, folks, my telephone just got zapped. We're going to be doing this recording. I'm recording 2-3 times here, so we'll be back in a few minutes. It's 35 minutes on the hour.